Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Fellow foodies, we have arrived for, I think, an incredible culinary broadcast for the entire hour. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live on the menu live as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. It's the most delicious hour on radio right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We are here, in fact, at the glorious, hard to put into words, culinary destination for the full hour. In fact, we have arrived at Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and Corey behind the bar is going to be getting some things shaken pretty soon. And, you know, you think about getting things shaken and what kind of fun you can have on the radio, and there's a few celebrity co-hosts that fit that with style. He's back with us once again, international jet setter, PR maven, and fellow foodie himself, John Farlow's in the house.
I'm back.
Man, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, man.
We haven't done a show together since the last time we were out here at
Bob's. Yeah, I think this is the last time. It was so good the last time I came back for a second round.
Yeah,
so.
This is great. You know, Corey certainly knows her way around the bar. In fact, she's promised. Oh, she's actually.
Corey,
you know,
this is
an interactive experience. Shake it, Corey. That's actually, you know, you can't write this stuff.
That's right.
This is authentic. This is live radio. Anyway, Corey is shaking up some great martinis. You know, this time calls for a dirty martini.
This place calls for a dirty martini. I mean, this is just a really, really great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's great. We think about the great classic steakhouse environment.
Exactly.
Come to Bob's Steak and Chop House. So we're going to be talking to executive chef Jonathan Stutzman here in the second half of the show. I'm going to remind you, John, and all of our listeners, that on his way to the top here at Bob's Steak and Chop House, Chef Stutzman actually studied alongside Emeril Lagasse himself.
Bam,
it actually is. I wonder if we can get him to tell a couple of secrets about what it's like to work with Emeril Lagasse. But anyway, Chef is going to be with us in the second half of the show. And John, he is actually going to want to give somebody a chance to come and experience Bob's Steak and Chop House for themselves if you know the right answer to the trivia question. So sometime during the second half of the show, our listeners are going to have a chance to call in and experience what Bob's is all about. Anyway, Bob's, great steak, great martini, great service, great setting. What more can you say?
The world's largest carrot in the entire universe. I mean, this is, I keep talking about, since February, I've been talking about how giant the carrot is here, and I mean, you have to see it to experience it to really believe it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's on every entree that comes out of the kitchen, there is someone said, what is Miracle Grow sponsor?
Yeah, it's some.
It's brought to you by Miracle Grow, this gorgeously glazed carrot that sits alongside your beef. Alongside your seafood, it's a wonderful addition.
Probably one of the best steaks in Tucson. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the best steak I've had in Tucson.
Wait, you just can't throw that on the table and move on.
It has to go, yep.
Did you just say,
yes.
this is not a prompted question.
Those of you who have seen me or know me know that I know my way around a cow. So it's
the best steak in Tucson, John Farlow.
I'm going with the best steak in Tucson.
Wow,
I've been raving about it since February. I just can't say enough.
I tell you, you know, Jonathan Stutzman's right here.
He wasn't even like twisting my arm or anything to say that.
Yeah, I know. And now you've made him blush for crying out loud, you know? Anyway, so what have you been up to since the last time we saw you? You know, have you been enjoying some good cocktails around Tucson?
Cocktails is really been where I've been going. I mean, I have moved away from really my search for the perfect food, and because I already found it here with the steak. And so I've moved on to a lot of different cocktails, a lot of different places in town that serve just kind of very unique cocktails. I mean, we all think about, you know, Hotel Congress and those places, but
right.
You turned me on to the PY Steakhouse out in
at the
casino.
Casino del Sol, right.
Aaron's mixing up some awesome drinks out there. I really, the Parish, some of the places around here that just really very fresh, a lot of the infusions.
Yes.
I just have never really gone down that road, and I think that that's probably where most of my focus has been in my culinary escapades. Here in Tucson.
I love it. You know, you get a look at a good mixologist in town, and they, as we say on this show, they approach the opportunity of cocktail making like a chef would approach making a meal.
Absolutely.
Using fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Sometimes you go up to a bar and you see them, they almost look like farmers markets in and of themselves.
It really does. It's like, I mean, it's everything's got a, you know, a tape slapped across the thing, and you, it looks like, you know, homemade moonshine kind of place. But at the same time, it's really some amazing cocktails come out of that.
Well, I don't think Corey is using homemade moonshine here, but we're doing a nice Grey Goose cocktail, you know, and a tribute to Corey and the hard work here of the Bob's Team. John, I say salute. Happy Cheers. Bastille Day to you. We're going to take a sip of this Dirty Martini. Beautiful. Just enough of that olive brine is just beautiful.
We're using Grey Goose, so it is in honor of Bastille Day, so we're fine with that.
We should also say Bastille Day, there's a lot of Francophiles here in southern Arizona, and we want to make sure that all of our listeners know that our good friend Chef Guiney over at Guiney's French Cafe on Prince and Campbell is going to be celebrating her 20th anniversary there at Guiney's.
Wow, it's been that long.
It has been that long, John. And they're going to be hosting a beautiful cocktail party this Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wonderful cocktails, some complimentary appetizers. I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
You know, John, you and I went to high school together, of course. That's no secret. But, you know, Chef Guiney
herself went to Saguaro
High School.
That's correct.
You know, that was the high school that she had.
It's the place to be. So.
I'm talking to John Farlow, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, which is why all the paparazzi had to come and sort of sweep the premises before security. You got here, from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Of course, it's right up on McGee, just a little bit west of Shannon. And when you come in that gate, sort of up the hill and around to the right, and you see that gorgeous portico there, you know you've arrived. So, what about steaks? Are you a ribeye guy? Are you a strip guy? Are you a long bone?
I am trying to move more towards the strip just because I'm trying to watch the old waistline. But at the same time, I am absolutely a ribeye person.
Nice.
I like a good marble. I like a lot of fat, obviously.
So, and I'm a fellow fat connoisseur. Now, you say it's interesting. You say you're kind of moving away from the ribeye to the strip as a health
trying to go
function.
A little leaner, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I have a strip as a rule, and my wife still thinks that that's not good enough. She's trying to move me to, like,
chicken.
More chicken. You know, no disrespect to the cluckers on in our listening sphere, and I'm sure they might have a chicken or two on the menu for those. They're not.
No,
Chef
no
says they don't
the
have
menu.
Chicken. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We know where you can go to get good chicken. Bob's Steak and Chop House is not one of them. There's not a chicken chop. You know, that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But, no, I love a good ribeye, the bone-in ribeye. I think we had the bone-in ribeye when we were here
I
last.
I think that's what we had last night, yeah.
And it was it's a fascinating cut of beef.
I can't pronounce it, but I can sure eat it. So.
And prime beef. You know, we're going to talk with Jonathan about that. But, you know, you can really taste the difference when you've got your select and your choice. But when you taste prime, which is only 2% of the beef, a complete step above, and it's really all about the marbling. So, you know, fat has its function.
It does.
In
it
the
does.
Culinary world, and it is a function that I celebrate, you know, regularly.
I try to. That's
So what else you got planned for the summer?
So my next trip is off to New Orleans for the first time. I go next month. I've never been there.
First time.
I know. It's hard to believe. Most people that go, I know John Farlow, and I know he should have been in New Orleans. He probably should live there. But no, I've never been there. And so I have a bunch of friends. It's a guy's week, and we're just going to, a week, not a weekend. We're going for the whole week, and we're just going to, have a good time. And hopefully we don't do Hurricane Katrina wrong by wrecking the place.
Yeah, you can't do a weekend in New Orleans. It's almost like Vegas. You can do a weekend in Vegas and not feel bad after 3 days. You need a week in New Orleans. And maybe Chef will be talking about some recommendations for you as you make your way out to the Big Easy. I love New Orleans. It's a great foodie town, and you're just going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah. I've already got my whole map set out to where I'm going.
So. I love it. You know, in addition to enjoying the nectar here, these wonderful dirty martinis that Corey has lovingly put before us, we always love to talk about a great bottle of wine and a great wine atmosphere. And there's one place that we love. It has a special place in our heart. It's Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And Yvonne Fouché is with us right now. Hey, Yvonne.
Hey, Matt. There you go. Having a good time again.
Well, you know, we can't have a complete good time unless we hear your beautiful voice. And when we hear your voice, we just think about grapes and about wine and how you do so much work throughout the week at Catavinos to find just that exact bottle of wine that you want to feature for our listeners as the wine of the week. And we are anxious to hear the results of your work. What's the wine of the week, Yvonne?
Well, I must admit, I do think I'm having as good a time as you. Because what we're What we're looking at this week is I have the Esser Zinfandel. This is a 2007 Zinfandel out of Napa, California. It's absolutely screaming. It's my Wheelbarrow wine, which, as anybody who knows the shop, every month the best value that I can find to retail for under $10, I put in the wheelbarrow. We bring it in by the wheelbarrow folds and send it out by the wheelbarrow folds. So this one's in my wheelbarrow this month. And this is a wonderful summer Zinfandel. It's spicy. It's got some pepper. It's got the brambly black fruit flavors. It's got a real long and pleasant finish. The great thing about it is it's not a big, heavy Zinfandel. It's a lighter-bodied Zinfandel. And the thing I loved about it was even though it's light body, it still has the profound flavors of a full-bodied Zinfandel. So you can drink it in the summertime. It doesn't make you feel warmer, doesn't warm you up like a like you want one to in the wintertime. And it's just this wonderful, refreshing, deep-flavored Zinfandel. And I'm selling it for $8.99.
$8.99, and you know, and you mentioned a long finish. You know, John Farlow loves a long finish, Yvonne. I mean, that's just you know, he loves a long finish. Anyway, you know, we haven't even had his first martini, but anyway. So I love what you say about this Zin, because Zins historically, as people think, are sort of bigger wines. They're bolder wines. They're made to stand up against a range of sort of big and bold dishes. But the fact that you've discovered this Zinfandel, this Esser's Zinfandel, 2007 out of Napa, which is God's country as far as Zin is concerned, that's got the lighter profiles, but big enough to still stand up to some of those dishes. I think this is a curious kind of mystery that you've hit on, and I can't wait to try this stuff.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, when I tasted it, I looked at it, and it was lighter in body, and I thought, oh, this is going to be like a wimpy Zin, and then I tasted it, and it's like, wow, it's got all the flavors of the deep flavors of Zin. It just, you know, all the body and no calories.
You know, you can't do any better than that. You got a little bit of spice, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of fruit, and you know, you're doing your body a favor by enjoying this. It's almost like a hydrating kind of Owen. It's a health drink, John says.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so for yourself.
So for only $8.99, you could please your palate and do so in a way that is completely affordable. And in fact, if there's any listeners for the first time that have never heard the show, you're going to get to know Yvonne Fouché very well at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, our exclusive destination for great wine over there on Alvernon and Fort Lowell. And you did hear Yvonne correct. This is a price point that is completely unbeatable anywhere in southern Arizona. In fact, of the 350 bottles of wine that Yvonne stocks there at Catavinos, there is not one bottle at all that is more than $15 a bottle. So, friends, if you're looking for a great premium wine at a price that cannot be beat, do yourself a favor. Support this wonderful business, this wonderful woman. The Catavinos family has really become a part of my own family. And from the moment you walk into those doors for the first time and you're greeted by Cuvée, the wonderful dog, and Yvonne, you just know you've become a part of that Catavinos family. So, Yvonne, you've got these great themed wine tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. What kind of tasting is going on tonight?
Well, as you know, I normally pull a wine from my tasting, but I kind of pulled one. I did a switcheroo on you. I had this one in the tasting last weekend, and by the way, it was all Zinfandels, and I sold four cases, if that's any testimony to it. But
well, John Farlow must
I'm
have been
doing
there.
Is Pinot Noir. And we're starting with a sparkling Pinot Noir out of Mendoza. Then we move on to the Pinot Blanc, which is kind of the mutant of the Pinot Noir grape. Then on to four Pinot Noirs, one of them out of New Zealand, one out of Argentina, two out of France tonight.
Wow.
So these are all Pinot Noirs from all around the world. We're doing a horizontal tasting so everybody can get in and taste them against each other and figure out what style do you prefer, because everybody likes a little bit different style. And when you do them side by side, you can really nail down what style do I like.
And that's great, because you can go in there tonight up until 8 o'clock and sample a flight of six wines. She's going to bring you some wonderful cheese and some crackers and introduce yourself to someone that you know that has a common passion for wine and do that for only $10. If you buy a bottle of wine, Yvonne's going to drop that price down to $8.
That's
and
right.
If you do what John Farlow does and buys the wine
case.
By the case, you're not going to pay a penny for that tasting. Anyway, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, a world of flavors from Pinot Noir. Sounds like a lovely theme for this weekend's tasting, Yvonne.
Great, great. You come by when you're finished there, and we'll continue the party.
We're going to do it, I can promise you. Anyway, Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, right here on the Menu Live. We're going to take a quick two-minute commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Matt Russell, broadcasting KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Oh boy, these introductions just make this sound like a great time.
Bring it down
out
the
here.
House here, Bob.
Bring it down the house right here. Bob's taking a chop house. Matt Russell broadcasting you live poolside. Actually, we're not poolside,
we're very close. We're water hazard side, okay?
Yes, in fact, we're halfway through our first martini, and what a shock that might be. There. Matt Russell broadcasting
it's
live.
A shock we're not further along.
From so Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious Omni Tucson National Resort, right here on McGee, just a little bit west of Shannon. We're going to be talking to Chef Jonathan Stutzman in the second half of the show. They've got a great thing going on. In fact, it's happening tonight and really all every night that they're open throughout the summer. It's this summer indulgence menu.
Wow.
And who
I haven't seen this menu yet.
Yeah, this is incredible. He's going to be talking all about it. And this challenges the assumption that when you go to a wonderful steakhouse, an authentically designed and aesthetically appointed steakhouse, you got to break the bank, because I'm not even going to tell you until Jonathan comes on what kind of money you're not going to be spending when you come up and take advantage. The price point is unbelievable. So we're going to be talking to Chef Jonathan Stutzman. We're here now with our celebrity co-host of the full hour, John Farlow, rocking and bobbing and weaving here.
Great to be here.
Having a good time. Yeah, so now let's just put Corey on the spot. Corey has been shaking up some martinis ever since we got here. How did you like that martini?
That is a really good martini.
Yeah, she's got some beautiful fresh olives.
I'm not a huge dirty. I mean, this is their dirty. It's not super dirty. It's really just right on the money.
Yeah, you know, Corey is one of those bartenders. When you say dirty, she knows what that means. You know, there's far too many people that that just dump the olive juice in, and it really becomes more of a green drink.
Yeah, it really gets to be just kind of this muddled thing that you're looking at and you're going,
exactly.
If I wanted to drink olive juice, I would have drank.
That's right, and Corey just gives you a kiss of the olive juice and the dirty. And you know, and to be kissed by Corey, I mean, this makes the show all that much more interesting. But anyway, this is a great time here, not only here at Bob's Steak and Chop House, because they've got this wonderful sort of steakhouse feel that I think is virtually unsurpassed in all of the Grand Canyon State. But there's so much, John Farlow, that's going on across the property as well, and we want to make sure that our listeners understand about it. Now, in addition to Bob's Steak and Chop House, there's Legends Bar and Grill, which is another culinary atmosphere right here on the property. And what do we got here? They've got a great happy hour that had just started there in July, Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, Friday and Saturday from 5 to 7, which means in just a few minutes, Legends is going to be open for happy hour. What kind
guess
of things
will be afterwards?
What kind of things are they offering for food specials?
So we've got half off appetizers, which is their legendary chicken tenders, calamari and rock shrimp, which I'm a huge fan of.
Gotta
so
love calamari. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue sliders. We've got their legendary quesadilla.
Not to be confused with any other quesadilla.
Any old quesadilla. This is the legendary quesadilla. fish tacos. I think that's on my health menu, so I'm going to go with that. And then soup and chili. Everything's half off, excluding wings. So
you can't do the wings for half off.
Can't do the wings for half off.
But you can pay full price for the wings, and you'll still thank yourself.
Exactly.
You know, the Legends Bar and Grill, we love that place. We love having a great cocktail, having a great appetizer. Now, barbecue sliders. Yeah, some drink specials as well. So if, in fact, there's anybody in our listening audience that enjoys an Anheuser-Busch product, Bud Lights are going to be on special for only $2. Now, there's some craft beer enthusiasts that might look.
They don't want to go to Thunder Canyon.
They don't want to go.
They're coming over here.
They're going to come over here.
We have the best of all worlds over here. We have Barrio and Thunder Canyon over here for $3.
That's right. Okay, so $2 Bud Light and Coors Light drafts. We've got the Barrio Blonde. Now, Barrio.
I'm a big fan of Barrio.
So
I really think that's one of the best breweries around.
Dennis Arnold over there at Barrio Brewing Company also owns Gentle Ben's Brewing Company. We love going out to Barrio.
Staple of the community. It's really.
Yeah, we've got $3 Barrio Blonde drafts. And, of course, $4 house wines and well drinks. Now, one thing that I've really celebrated as a craft beer enthusiast, and I have someone here to thank for sort of introducing me to a new level of craft beer. In fact, he is right here from Russell Public Communications. The Honorable Jason Miko is right here. Cue applause. That is the way it goes. Jason knows more about craft beer than anyone I've ever met, and in fact, it's a privilege to get the opportunity to work with him every day at Russell Public Communications, and that's a shameless plug for my PR firm.
You know what? I would have done the same thing.
Russell Public.
So huge right now. It's, I mean, it's really, and I'm happy to see that other places, you no longer have to go to the brewery to actually enjoy the drink. I mean, I know that Cervezas has started selling the Barrio stuff, and Nimbus is in a lot of different establishments now.
Right.
I think it's really great that I can not have to travel wherever, you know, if I want to stay close to home, I could do that.
Right.
And still enjoy a really, really good craft brew.
So. I love it. I love going down to Barrio, sort of
it's
on
kind of
tool,
it's got its own warehouse-y
ambiances.
Yeah, the place changes every time you walk in the door. It's like they open a new room, they put some new tables in. It's a really neat place, and the staff is great, and I really enjoy it.
And it's right next to the railroad tracks, and they've got this thing called rail pints.
Yep.
And whenever the railroad gates are down and the sirens are flashing, beers are only $3.
$3, yeah, yeah. So
what a way to celebrate interstate commerce.
You know, you watch the engineers drive by, and they're just having a good time too, and hopefully not indulging in the.
Well, but, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, there's a lot happening out here at the Omni. Speaking of having a great time, one of the things I love about this classic resort is the amenities and the accommodations, and this is a great place. Summer's never been a better time to come and experience what the Omni is all about.
I think a lot of people just want to stay in town and kind of do a staycation.
Save yourself some money. Stay in Tucson. Experience something that you might not have ever experienced. So come on up. They call it Stay, Play, and Save up here at the Omni Tucson National. And what they're offering now through the summer is 20% off your guest room. Now, let me just say, that's a huge bonus.
Big
20%
big
off your room if you book.
Come over to Bob's.
Exactly. Yeah, two night minimum stay, 20% off your guest room. And that it doesn't stop there. The minute you check in, you get a $50 resort credit. Virtually, you can use that however you want on the resort. It's good for golf. It's good for spa. It's good for the food and beverage.
Good
in fact,
over here?
Right here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Yeah. Free breakfast for the kids that are 12 and under with a paid adult.
There you
so
go.
You don't have to pay a thing for the kids. I understand there's a special surprise for kids that check in. Probably not the same special surprise that Corey brought us over before the show.
And the next thing you're going to read is really what hooked me on the whole thing. So.
Yeah, the next thing not to be outdone, the milk and cookies on your first night. I mean, how does it get any better than that?
It doesn't get any better. It really doesn't.
So anyway, do yourself a favor. Call Omni Tucson National Resort. Make your staycation come alive and come true. All of your dreams are right here at Omni. You're going to book a two-night stay minimum. You get 20% off, $50 resort credit, free breakfast for the kids, a surprise for the kids to check in, and then John Farlow's famous milk and cookies on your first night of arrival.
Absolutely. That sold me. So
I absolutely dig it. Anyway, for those friends that don't get to listen to us on the radio every week, I want to remind you that you can listen to our show live and all of our old shows on podcast by going to our website, which is www.onthemenulive.com. We've
you
got
mean these are recorded?
These are recorded. That's right. It'll be the last show you ever co-host. Also, we also want to invite all of our listeners to become a part of our large and growing Facebook community, facebook.com/onthemenulive. Come and join our community on Facebook, On The Menu Live. We give away great gift certificates, all of the information about where we're going to be broadcasting from. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break, John, and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man himself is going to sit down with the chef, Jonathan Stutzman. You don't want to miss this. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live here on KNSD, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM. Stick around.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Kitty here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On The Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of goodness here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Indeed, we are broadcasting from Bob's Steak and Chop House, my celebrity co-host for the full hour.
I'm already salivating here.
John Farlow has
just came out. So.
He's began to drool. Actually, when you see John drool, it's usually about like 12:15 a.m. when you begin drilling, but you're just getting started. You're getting ready for the night.
We're gearing up.
Anyway, so it's always a privilege, John Farlow, when we get a chance to sit down to I don't mean this lightly or glibly. I mean this is from a very authentic place. And when you think about you know, some of the great chefs in southern Arizona, nay, in fact, all over Arizona, and in fact, the southwestern United States, there are those chefs that rise above sort of the level of expectation
completely.
When they know their way around a great menu and a great kitchen, and they've got this wonderful staff. But then you begin to think about culinary artistry and culinary arts. And when you think about the culinary arts as a profession and really as a passion, you know, there are some great chefs here in Tucson,
but
we are privileged to be sitting next to, you know, one of our very favorites, and for him to actually come out of the kitchen.
He actually came out just to be here, just for a few minutes.
Just to join the silliness and bringing, you know, a sample of His Majesty. Let me say hello once again to my good friend, Chef Jonathan Stutzman. Sir, it's nice to see you again.
Good to see you, too. And let's just clarify, I came out because I'm hungry, too.
You mean you actually get to eat every now and then? Anyway, Chef, last time we had you on the show, you know, we began to introduce our listeners to you because I think you were fairly new on the scene here at Bob's.
Yep.
And when we heard that the good people here at the Omni had selected you to kind of run their culinary program, there was a lot of high-fiving and jumping up and down because we followed your career. And we're just fascinated by the experiences that you've had. And for you to be able to share your treasures with our fellow foodies here in Southern Arizona is a gift. So I thank you for everything.
Absolutely.
Where do we go from that? Is that the end of the show?
That's pretty much it.
I don't know what else to say. So let me ask you this. Where did you get your start? I mean, how did you be? When were? At what point in your career did you say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate myself to the culinary arts, and I'm just going to, you know, down the torpedoes, go in and just do it? How old were you?
I was 21, and, you know, college was learn about different drinks. And
okay. That was my college experience, too, but I didn't go down that road.
Let me ask you this, John.
I still can't be on the culinary arts.
Were you making a career choice, John, at the age of 21? My goodness.
No.
Anyway, thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, no.
So 21, you said this is the time. I think I have a lot to offer in this regard. And were you inspired by other chefs and culinary artists as a kid growing up? Or there was no Food Network back then?
No, actually not. I was actually inspired by my mother. Because I grew up on a farm, we had all of our own cattle, our own sheep, all our own produce.
Where'd you grow up?
Acme, Pennsylvania.
On the farm in Acme.
Wow.
Yes,
now, you know, speaking of Acme, John, when you're in New Orleans, you got to go to the Acme Oyster House. Back
Absolutely.
Me up, Chef.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you got to do that. That's on your checklist.
All right.
So you grew up on a farm, and you really got, you know, up close and personal with, you know, with the cows and the chickens and the geese and the ducks and the old McDonald's stuff.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
You began to think about, you know, wow, this is these animals tell a story, really. And, you know, it's, you know, a shame for the PETA folks that might be listening that the story that's told begins with them losing their lives. But anyway, talk about what it's like growing up on a farm and then how that manifested into your career path as a chef.
Well, it's really amazing now when you look back, because when you're a child, you don't understand it. You don't even realize it. And I didn't when I was 21. But whenever I, you know, packed up and shipped off to New Orleans, started studying with Emeril and everything, I really started to grow an appreciation because I had a natural understanding of food.
The whole shit, yeah, exactly.
You know, what beef is supposed to taste like, what a fresh tomato tastes like, not all this canned things.
Right.
Yeah. And that really gives you the ability to then understand flavor profiling, how to put things together, because if you know what it tastes like for what it is and how to make it the best way it can be
wow,
you can really expand so much further beyond any other way.
It's funny to hear you say what a tomato is supposed to taste like, because there are some that say, okay, well, you know, a tomato.
Tomato's tomato.
Tomato is a tomato. Yeah. You know, locally sourced is always good, I suppose, but, you know, at the end of the day, a tomato is a tomato. But you say, you know, when you think about the intention of the farmer, and you think about the family of the farmer and the story of the farmer and the love and the intention that went into the harvesting and the growing of the tomato, that really, I think, in sort of some magical way, influences what that tomato ultimately tastes like.
Well, there's a lot of hard work that goes into growing a tomato. You know, it sounds very simple, like you say, but I firsthand know the experience of what it takes to grow a farm and to maintain it and to cultivate a quality product.
What does it take to cultivate a quality carrot, Chef, as long as we're talking about it? Those carrots.
Let's call it carrot a carrot.
Let's be honest. It's just between us, okay? There's no one listening right now.
You know.
So what's the secret behind that carrot?
It's time and compost.
I want to know what goes into this compost.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll have what he's having.
Take care of your land. You know, you're rotating out your vegetables and you're rotating your fields and things along those lines. That's what really keeps the ground healthy, in which if you don't do that, you can't have a quality product.
Right on. Wow. So you began your culinary training in New Orleans. And what was it that inspired you about the Big Easy coming down there? I mean, was it the fact that it really was one of the destination foodie communities in the country, or what brought you to New Orleans in the first place?
It was almost like a gut feeling.
Wow.
You know, because New Orleans really, in my opinion, is underrated, because a lot of people know it's a great food city, but, you know, you have New York, you have
right.
you know, San Francisco.
Yeah.
New Orleans has classic French cuisine. You've right. got restaurants there, Antoine's, Galatoire's, Commander's Palace,
oh, yeah.
Emerald's. Some of these restaurants are over 100 years old, and they've been doing classic French cuisine the way people don't even do it anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, wow. that really just drawed me in.
And in what sense do you think, Chef, that your training in the culinary arts in New Orleans with that sort of regional cuisine, has that inspired how you approach things here under the banner of the Omni brand?
More so the classical French
yes.
style.
Right.
More butter, more fat.
And may you be thanked all the days of your life. Yes, indeed.
No, trust me, I can make a gumbo. With the best of them. But, yeah.
Definitely. French inspiration here with the butters and the fats. We love butter and fat, especially when they're spoken in the same sentence. So you know, our wives are going to be
like,
John Farlow. You know, John actually said, completely unprompted, that he thinks that Bob's Steak and Chop House here at the Omni Tucson National Resort is the best steak in southern Arizona. And I'm curious. I mean, I love Bob's.
Yes, that's an accurate statement.
It's an accurate statement. All right, next question, please.
And I mean, I've lived here. I mean, you know, like Matt said, we went to high school here. It's like I've been around here. I grew up in Montana. I know what good beef is, and this is really an amazing place. I mean, really, the steak is just an I can't even describe.
Let me ask you, why is that so? I mean, what is it about the Bob's steak experience? And I think for me, as a foodie, the experience transcends just what's on the plate. I mean, I love this as a setting. I love the service. But what is it about that Bob's steak that makes someone like John, who's a serious foodie, jump up and down?
Well, it comes down to the meat. You know, cooking it to the right temperature, our technique, everything that we do in the back is only so much. If you don't invest in quality product,
that's kind of like
the
tomato kind of thing. I mean, it's the same.
Exactly.
Same idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, talk about some of the steaks that you have on the menu, and we're actually going to be doing a little tasting. And John, you're showing remarkable restraint, by the way, for not going
I'm waiting for Jason to dig in. He's sitting over here eyeing the whole thing, and I'm like.
Anyway, we're going to be able to do a little tasting here in a few minutes. But talk a little bit about the menu and the cuts. You know, people here. Strips and the fillets and the long bones, which is something I think that's really just appeared in terms of brand on people's menus over the last 5 years. Porterhouses, T-bone. Talk about what your steak program is like and the ranges of cuts that you have.
We have them all, and none of them are small. You know?
That's right.
That I will say.
This is Bob's, after all.
I mean, the smallest cut of meat we do is 9 ounces.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's still over half a pound.
That's the petite.
That's the petite. That's
petite, right?
That's a cattle girl's cut. So it's like your cut. It's like...
But then we go all the way up to 28 ounces. You know, that's on the porterhouse. Everything from strips, ribeyes, bone-in, Kansas City strip loins, any cut of meat, we pretty much have it for you here in Bob's Steak.
Glorious. Now, what's the biggest steak you have?
Porterhouse, 28 ounces.
28 ounces. Okay. Now, has someone actually come in and just blown through that without any help?
Many times.
Mm. And I know you've resisted the temptation to put their picture on the wall. Bob's is not that kind of a place. You're going to go to Hooters or something like for that. But anyway, that's a big piece of meat. And so that's a commitment that you have to make when you sit down and
I know they didn't
that.
Eat the carrot after that either.
There's
so
no way.
There's no way.
You,
you
kind of have to. If you're already in that
you're already there. You're
well,
already, just... It's like you haven't hit that wall, so you're good.
And in terms of prime beef, you got some great prime cuts here. And prime, I think, last time we talked to you, you talked about it being like, what, 2 or 3% of all beef that's sold?
It's less than 2% of all beef sold, and all of our beef is prime.
All of your beef is prime?
All of our beef is prime.
And discuss exactly what prime is. I mean, is it about the marbling? Is it about the intention? And it's not like Kobe where the cows get a spa treatment. But what makes prime prime?
Prime is the care of the animal. It really does. So when you get into your ribeyes and such, it has the marbling, which is even. It's a little bit heavier than your normal cuts. When you get into your fillets and your tenderloins, it's as lean as you can get. So it's really just about the quality care of the animal.
Quality care of the animal.
There you go.
You know,
you got to treat your animals
so
right.
So Bob's is doing a public service.
That's it.
Treating their animals with respect, with love, and then ultimately...
Eating them?
Ultimately. Yes.
Enjoy
eating them. So in case someone's kind of saunters through here and says, yeah, I don't like steak, but my husband is here and he dragged me here, what do you have going on that's not for the carnivores among us?
Well, we're all carnivores, right. And if you're coming to Bob's Steakhouse,
that's
I'll take care of you if you want some vegetables. I'll take care of you. But we've got the veal, we've got great lamb, rack of lamb. We always bring in a fresh seafood every week to do some nice fun things with.
Nice, doing fun things with seafood.
Absolutely,
could be your tagline. Anyway, you've got a great thing going on here all summer long. It's called the Summer Indulgence Menu, and indulgence is not a word that's used lightly. I mean, this really is just diving in head first into a great menu that is prepared for all of our listeners here. Let's go down the list. I mean, this is a 3-course, full-on Bob's Encounter. We're gonna announce the price point after you talk poetically about the items that are on the menu. But start out with the first course. What's on the indulgence menu this summer?
Well, we always start off something solid, something to whet your appetite and get you started. We have a beautiful Caesar salad, house-made croutons. You can choose the wedge salad, blue cheese dressing, beautiful applewood smoked bacon.
Gorgeous.
Classic steakhouse.
So. Or you just go traditional, tossed salad.
Okay, so we're gonna vote right now. So I'm gonna build my own indulgence right now, and I'm gonna go for the wedge.
I'm with the wedge.
Jason, wedge.
Wedge.
Okay, 3 wedges, chef. Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
wedge.
Ding, ding. Okay,
yes.
The Caesar salad I've had here, exquisite. Toss salad for someone who just wants kind of a classic salad, but with your unique twist. Great way to go. I'm gonna go for the wedge. What's that gonna warm me up for in terms of course number 2?
All right. Well, you got a real treat this summer for this feature. We've got prime rib. You can't go wrong with it.
Oh, glorious.
You know, it's a beautiful 12-ounce cut of prime rib.
Beautiful.
And we really appreciate the meat. You know, salt, pepper, a little bit of rosemary. And that's it.
That's it.
Rosemary.
Nice.
Cook it right. That's all you got to do.
You're roasting it with the rosemary, so it kind of infuses into the beef.
Mm-hmm. Just very mild, though.
We want it
to taste like a piece of meat, because it really, that's what it is.
And so what are you serving alongside that gorgeous cut of prime rib?
We've got beautiful garlic smashed potatoes, horseradish, a little peppercorn jus.
Setting the bar pretty high. Okay, that's option 1. Where else can you go on the entree menu?
Scottish salmon.
Beautiful.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with the Scottish salmon. It's got a great amount of fat to it.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's not too oily. And in the same instance, it's still along that nice, healthy line that everyone likes to go on in the summertime when we're, you know, trimming down a little bit.
Right on. Right.
So
sounds great. How are most people asking for their salmon? What's the chef's choice? You can do a little medium rare.
If it's for me, I'm going medium rare.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
I'm actually rare to medium rare to tell the honest truth. But medium rare
well.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a well done fillet of salmon. Nothing worse than a well done long bone. But anyway, sounds like a beautiful fresh fish. What's next in terms of choices on the summer menu?
Well, we are a steak and chop house, so we had to throw some nice, beautiful brined pork chops on there. We've got a house-made applesauce and a Bob-style macaroni and cheese.
Which is. I've been waiting for you to get to this piece. Cause
Bob-style. What makes it Bob-style, or is that a secret?
No, let's just say it's not Kraft. Okay? we use, you know, fresh cooked pasta noodles. Beautiful Gruyere cheese, cream, made to order for every order we make.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm going to go a little non-traditional, John Farlow. I normally would go for the beef, but I'm looking at, this is Bob's Steak and Chop House. I'm thinking that pork chop with the honey reduction, I'm going there.
Well, I'm just looking at so the prime rib just came out and it's sitting in front of me and I'm telling you, I'm going for the beef.
How are you going to ascend the mountain of potatoes that
I'm telling you? I've had these potatoes before. These are fabulous as well. I mean, this whole plate right here, huge. You will walk out of here completely satisfied, and you don't need the salad or anything else. So I'm telling you.
Okay. In the scenario, chef, where there's actually room for dessert, there's a couple of options. What can your guests expect?
Well, we had to throw one of our house favorites on there, and that is the carrot cake. And then you think big desserts. Bob's is big. Everything. What's better than a banana split?
Oh my god!
It's summertime. It's hot out. Yeah. Ice cream. Can't go wrong.
That's perfect.
And that just rolled out as well. And I've got to say that is a banana split.
Okay,
that.
So there's the banana. The bananas are almost as big as the carrots.
Austin.
Must come from the same. Sorry, Austin. Must come from the same farm. Anyway, Bob's carrot cake. Bob's signature banana split. Okay, so I'm going for the wedge. I'm going for the grilled pork chop. And I'm, you know, I got to go for the banana split because I'm at Bob's.
And see, I'm going for the carrot cake because I'm thinking, you know what? If you can make carrots that look like that, you got to make a pretty mean carrot cake too. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, we got 2 minutes remaining before our call-in trivia question. Let's do a little tasting. Where would you suggest we start with this bounty of goodness that you put before us?
I would recommend the beef.
The beef. Okay, we're going right for the prime rib.
Just dig in.
All right. Now, so we're these are handheld microphones. So our lovely assistant, Vanna White, here is going to Jason, thank you so much. Would you oh, great. All right. So I'm actually going to begin to cut. You know, this actually works pretty well. So, John, why don't you talk and I'll cut.
Okay. So, anyways. But, no, so tell me a little bit more about New Orleans. Where else do I need to go in New Orleans? Because,
well, once you're done with your evening,
okay,
if you did a little gambling in Harrah's or wherever you went, trolley stop.
Okay.
Stop on trolley stop on St. Charles Avenue. Best breakfast in town. Be ready to wait in line though, because there's a line every day.
See, and that's I've got a whole little map going and stuff. But yeah, we're looking forward to a good time.
Oh my goodness!
I just looked at that. I can't even like talk while you're eating this thing. It's like this is.
I'm just put that in my mouth. Man. I don't think I've ever wanted to go to a commercial faster.
So okay,
we got 30 seconds, John.
All right, so let me go to the appetizer that's sitting here really quick. You guys still have a happy hour here, or is it?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so. And the tenderloins are still on?
Tenderloin tails are on there. We've got these house-made potato chips, a little local mesquite honey, blue cheese, and a nice little sea salt on there.
These tenderloin tails are one of the best appetizers you will ever eat. It's really – I mean, the beef is just as tender as you can get. You mix it with the blue cheese, and you put a little bit of the honey on it. Mm. And, I mean, I've never seen that treatment, but it's amazing.
Local Arizona honey. Now, the blue cheese and the honey on those house-made chips, my goodness, John. My goodness. All right, we got 30 seconds left. You got some tenderloin tips, this gorgeous prime rib with the glazed carrot and the garlic smashed potatoes, these wonderful house chips with the blue cheese and the Arizona honey, and then this great wedge salad, which is huge. Obviously the same farm you get your carrots from. And then the banana split. We're going to continue tasting, but we want to give our listeners a chance to call in and get a Bob's Steak and Chop House experience for themselves. In fact, you're going to get a gift card to enjoy dinner here if you know the right answer to the question, which is what, Chef?
Here is our question for the day. It is, name one of two memorable food products you will have in Bob's that were derived from Bob's childhood stories.
Okay. Now, here's a hint. We talked about one of them. Name one of two memorable food products from Bob's that were derived from Bob's childhood stories. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift certificate to enjoy Bob's Steak and Chop House for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Carl here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious Omni Tucson National Resort, just on McGee, a little bit west of Shannon. And, you know, follow your nose because Chef Jonathan Stutzman is in the house, and he's put out a beautiful bounty of prime rib, of garlic smashed potatoes, of tenderloin tails with blue cheese and Arizona honey and a wedge salad and house-made chips and this banana split that defies
it's unbelievable. Everything. Yeah, no, it's huge. And I think we should probably do everybody a service and tell them that, you know what, I don't know what the road out of here is. Cotero? It's a little bit ripped up, but I think it's totally like Matt said, you'll be able to smell your way here. But if you can't, Tucson Omni, you just need to take the turn at the Quick Mart and go down to Shannon.
Right, so around there. It's easy to find. Yep. It's very, you know, the signage is prominent. Anyway, so the trivia question on the table, I'm not sure if we have any callers are going to have to ask Kat back at the station, but name one of – okay. Oh, right away, we have a caller, and her name is Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, yes. Hi.
So I'm going to ask you, you know, Chef Jonathan Stutzman is sitting here right here, and he desperately wants to be your host for an evening and have a wonderful culinary experience, but you have to get through the trivia question first. What is the answer to the question?
Well, I believe it would be tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Close.
Oh!
Well, because he was raised on a farm, and he talked about having tomatoes on his farm and having carrots on his farm.
Yes. Well,
I had all vegetables on my farm. Yes.
All vegetables.
Yes.
Well, so tomatoes is not the right answer. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. You might want to try and call back if you feel that spirited. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a great culinary experience at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Name one or two.
These are Bob's favorites.
Of the memorable food products from Bob's that were derived from his childhood stories. And Kat's going to let me know when we have another caller on the line. You know, Kathleen called and said tomatoes. Close.
Yep.
But no
cigar. I'm looking at a jar full of whatever we're talking about.
So. Anyway, so, you know, a little hint. You know, one of them we talked about. One of them we talked about as kind of a, you know, centerpiece on many, if not all, of the plates that come out of the kitchen.
All entrees. Yep.
All entrees. Okay, so there's actually something. Now, the lines are just going to go through the roof, I'm sure, right now. Yeah. But anyway, there's one thing that comes on every single plate, every entree out of the kitchen. There's one thing on everything, whether you order a steak or whether you order seafood or whether you order anything.
Even the salmon.
Even the salmon, there's going to be something on that plate. And what is it? 880-KNST, 880-5678. So, Chef, you're open for dinners most nights of the week. Talk about your hours.
Mm-hmm. We're open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner hours only. Come in here at 5. You can enjoy our happy hour early in the week. Feel free to stay late. We've got an amazing patio that overlooks the golf courses and the mountains. Great selection of cognacs, wines, cigars. So really, when you come out,
it's
plan
just
on staying here and having a good time.
And it's almost like what we call a destination experience.
Yeah, it really is.
So, you know, you come here and you have all of your needs met. Now, you said cigars and my heart went a little pitter-patter, John. You know, and some, you know, that's oftentimes what happens when you walk into the room. I mean, you know, you're a pitter-patter kind of guy.
Now he's blushing again.
He's blushing again.
I am.
Cigars.
I am.
So you've got a little humidor right here that you can actually pick and choose from among some great premium cigars. And you can actually go out onto the patio and enjoy a cigar. And do you have bar service and meal service out there as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're willing to brave, you know, the weather tonight, you can sit out there or nice warm evenings. Not too many cool evenings, but...
Yeah, well, the views are absolutely gorgeous here. Watch the storm blow by, have a cigar, a nice martini, and this glorious prime rib. Anyway, we also should say that that entire three-course summer indulgence menu is only, drumroll please, $39.99 a person. Chef, I thought you were in this business to make money.
I'm here to,
make
people happy.
Anyway, we've got another brave caller that wants to go on the air with us, and his name is Tony. Hey, Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
Anyway, so we want to know the answer to the trivia question. Give us a sense of what you think is going to be put on every plate that comes out of the kitchen at Bob's.
Carrots.
Carrot, he says. Chef, what do you say?
I would say ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, Tony. Correct. Oh, look, everyone's laughing and smiling and clapping here. Tony, you've got a fan club. Anyway, have you ever been to Bob's Steak and Chop House before, Tony?
I have not, no.
Okay, so Tony, you're in for a treat. Now, look, I want you to stay on the line because our board engineer back at the station is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Chef Jonathan Stutzman's privilege to send you a gift card in the mail. And when you come to Bob's, I want you to introduce yourself to Chef because you'll say, hey, I heard you on the radio, and let me tell you something, Tony. You are in for a treat, my friend. Congratulations, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Got a first-time, sounds like a first-time caller, because I can't remember a Tony ever calling in, and a first-time Bob's person. You're going to be able to treat someone to their first experience.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic, and he'll come in, and he'll actually get to hear the story behind the carrot.
The story behind the carrot, right? Yeah. Now, so this is a family show, Chef, so we can't tell the story right here. But anyway, we've got about another minute and a half remaining. For people that want to know exactly about Bob's, how to find out more information about you and your specials and everything, hit us with all your contact information.
Absolutely. You know, just get on omnitucsonnational.com. You know, look us up. You'll find all the links. Feel free to swing by sometime. Take a look at our menu. And, you know, like you said, you walk in, you're going to smell it. You're probably not going to leave. So.
Yeah.
I'm ready to send for my things. I mean, tell Dan Dickhart
your
that he's got
out of town.
That's right.
Mine doesn't care.
So it's omnitucsonnational.com. Mm-hmm. This staycation package you have is incredible. Stay two nights, 20% off. Come, you get a $50 resort credit right here. Anyway, Chef Jonathan Stutzman, I just want to thank you for everything that you do in this community. Working with the Omni brand is just really exciting for all of us, as I'm sure it is for you. And thank you for sharing so much of your goodness with us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure being back on with you guys.
Anyway,
it's great.
John Farlow, where do we go from here, my friend?
I don't know, man. This is a while. I know where I'm going. I'm going straight to eating.
We're
going
straight to eating. Again, Bob's Steak and Chop House, this great summer indulgence menu, $39.99 per person. Do yourself a favor and come on out. Anyway, give us a check-in at facebook.com/onthemenulive. Join our big and growing community on Facebook, On the Menu Live on Twitter, www.onthemenulive, our website. Thank our sponsors. Listen to all of our former shows before. Get to know John Farlow. John, always a pleasure
it's
to see
always
you.
Always a pleasure.
Anyway,
always.
Anyway, Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House. Cheers. Have a great weekend.